You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to master uncomfortable feelings. This is a post that I posted on my Instagram page maybe 3-4 months ago, but I had to bring it back a couple of days ago because I had so many questions about it. And the most common question that I get about this topic is, De Niro, I'm super excited to make things happen, but after 2-4 days, something happens in my life, whether it is something that was unexpected or something that stresses you out or something that makes you feel anxious or sad, and then things go back to the usual old ways of procrastinating or feeling sorry for yourself or being at a loss of actions you don't know what to do, basically. So I wanted to break this post down, and I hope that you can share this content with someone in your life, whether it's a friend, a family member, a coworker that you know may be struggling with these things, because if you guys talk about them, you're going to be able to move together as a unit faster and grow together, all right? So point number one is that you want to realize that your feelings have a correspondent physical reaction in your body. So every single time that you have a thought, whether it's a happy thought, a sad thought, an anxious thought, a stressful thought, you are releasing chemicals in your body that make you feel a certain way. So as soon as you understand this, you're going to be able to control your reaction to your thought, all right? So point number two, as a matter of fact, is to feel that physical reaction in your body and allow it to be there. Don't resist it. Now, you got to be mindful, right? You got to understand that when these feelings arise in your body, you want to be the one right away realizing that they're happening and say to yourself, hey, I feel a certain level of unease in my body. Right? Why is this getting triggered? Is it something that I thought about? Is it something that someone told me? Is it just a situation that I am in that makes me feel this way? So once you start understanding this correspondence of feelings between, or this correspondence of bodily feelings and thoughts, what you're going to be able to do is say to yourself, hey, this is not me. This is just happening to me. And this is the most important thing to do, guys. You want to disassociate yourself from your thoughts. Let's use this as an example. I can be here right now moving with my wife from Toronto to Italy for at least, 6 months to a year. We don't really know yet, but there's a lot going on. We have two cats. We just moved all our stuff out of our condo. And I'm not going to lie, here and there, I do feel a bit stressed out at times. But instead of getting that stress and those anxious thoughts take over my entire way of thinking, my entire life, and hijack my days on end, what I do is I realize right away, hey, I feel a bit tense in my chest and my arms, I'm clenching my fists. Why is this happening? And once you start doing that, you want to let your feelings do their job. They're there to make you feel a certain way. We're humans after all. You can't just suppress them. But once you understand and you put them into context, you can move on from them and say, you know what? I allow you to be there in my body, but I don't allow you to hijack my thinking. All right. So that's point number two. Point number three, once you make peace with it, watch yourself detach from those feelings. Just as I said, guys, once you will be discerning the two, you can simply move on with your life. Think about this. If you go outside and it's raining and you get soaked in the rain, you could say, oh my gosh, I'm soaked, I can't do anything, or you keep on going on about your life and doing things. Yes, you're wet, but it doesn't mean that, you're about to die. It doesn't mean that there's some existential issue with you. You're simply wet and you're going somewhere. Yes, it's kind of uncomfortable, but if you put it into context, you realize, hey, I can still do what I'm supposed to, even though I'm a bit wet, let's say. So this is the same exact thing. You can keep on going on with your life, doing everything that you were supposed to, being aware of the fact that you have this uncomfortable feeling within you, but it's not the end of the world, because feelings are definitely not the end of the world if you put them into context. Point number four, practice being in the moment until you are in full control of your physical reactions. And I say this over and over again. This entire episode actually would not be beneficial to you if you haven't already practiced being mindful. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when you are mindful, you're going to be able to catch these feelings before they become huge problems, right? So if you're not used to understanding and listening to your body, basically, you're going to feel this sense of anxiety, this sense of stress within you. You're not going to catch it right away. You just have this feeling that you don't know. There's something wrong. You can't point your fingers on it. You don't know what's happening. That's not the good way to do it. That's not the right way to go about it. You want to be mindful and meditate and understand your body and be in tune with your body so that when these uncomfortable feelings arise, you're going to catch them right away and put them in the right spot and say, hey, this is happening to me. It's not the end of the world. Let it go for a bit and it will dissipate on its own. And it will, trust me. The more you practice this technique, the more you realize that from, you know, the first time, that stressful feeling will last maybe like, you know, half a day, or then a few hours, then maybe an hour or two only, then half hour. Then next thing you know, after a couple of months you're practicing this day in and day out, you will be able to get rid of that feeling within just a few minutes by simply accepting it and say, hey, this is what's happening, but whatever, I'm moving on because it's not me, it's just happening to me. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.